Our scripture reading is James chapter 4 this morning. James chapter 4. This is page 1290 if you're using the Pew Bible. Page 1290. James chapter 4. James has certainly talked to us already about faith, about trials that refine faith, how we should view them. James has, in chapter 1, talked about those things. He's gone on to talk about what faith looks like, the contours and shape of it, what pure and undefiled religion is, what real religion looks like. And he would go on even to say to us in chapters 3 and 4 some of the threats to faith and some of those he's already listed, like selfish ambition, bitter jealousy. He's going to talk about selfishness, worldliness here in chapter 4. And all the while, even under that pride and all of the fights that go on in the church, that they often stem from worldliness, and pride, and selfish ambition, bitter jealousy and those things. He's going to continue that, reminding us of the things that we often struggle with. And yet he's going to tell us in verses 6 through 8 that God gives more grace. Grace is certainly needed in our lives, in our hearts, to quell those things, to work those things out of us and to rid us of them. That's he would call for us, therefore, to humble ourselves. Isn't that the issue? The grace of God being at work in our lives, a call for us to humble ourselves. We need his grace to work that in us, and he does. He gives more grace. Well, with that in mind, let's give heed and our ears to the living and active Word of God. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly, to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the Scripture says he yearns jealously over the Spirit that he has made to dwell in us, but he gives more grace? Therefore it says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. Do not speak evil against one another, brothers. The one who speaks against a brother or judges his brother speaks evil against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is only one lawgiver and judge, he who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge your neighbor? Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go into such and such a town and spend a year there and trade and make a profit. Yet you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? For you are a mist that appears for a little time and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. Thus far, the reading of God's holy, inerrant, infallible word, may he add his blessings to it.